And Father, we just come before you today. Oh, lift your hands to heaven. Yeah, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Papa. We thank you, Master. For in your presence is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. We are nothing without you, Master. We have tried and we have failed. But we look to you as our hope and our strength and our life, our deliverer and our healer and our provider. We look to you, Master, as our everything. And we ask for your forgiveness in every area where we have offended you in thought, word, deed, works of the flesh, selfish ambitions, denying you. Please wash us with the blood of the Lamb. And fill us with your Spirit today as we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Come, teach us, guide us, declare to us the truth. Let the anointing and the power and the glory of your presence break every yoke of bondage. As your word goes forth, that by the stripes of Jesus, everyone here today be made completely whole, brand new, in spirit, in soul, in body, in mind. Lord, we lay all of our burdens at your feet, for you said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Master, dress us with the cloak of humility, that we may stand before you with true heart, a pure heart, a righteous heart. We stand before you, Master. We stand before you and only you. Not our will, but your will. Come. Open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our heart to receive what you have for us today. That the image and likeness and the character of Christ will be manifested in us. And that the carnal man will be put under our feet, crucified. That the true child of the Most High God will be expressed today in us and through us. And bring glory to your name, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give somebody a hug. Tell them this is their day. Hallelujah. How was everybody today? Blessed and highly flavored. Amen. You know, the world today, or at least this country anyways, celebrating Father's Day, right? Well, let me tell you, every day should be Father's Day. To the great Father of all. Amen. Hallelujah. How many old gods on the move? Mightily. Mightily. Would you grab your swords, please, and turn to Revelation 12? Revelation chapter 12. How many of y'all need a revelation? Oh, yes. Revelation 12. In verse 7, let's read it together. And what? And war broke out in heaven. How many of y'all know we're in a war? So where there's a war, there's soldiers and there's warriors and there's artillery. And he says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. So we know that our war is not against one another, but it's against the powers of darkness. But they did not prevail, nor was there a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives what? The whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren who has accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and to you who dwell in them. But what? Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. How many of y'all know that the devil has a short time? That means his time is running out. But we are not bound by time. Because if you are eternal, you're not bound by time. So we want to use time to our advantage here. So everybody got it. Not to disadvantage, but to advantage. It says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and their testimony, and they didn't love their lives. They didn't what? They didn't love their life. So they were no longer fighting for their life. They were fighting for the life of Christ. Now let me share something with you. This is called a true warrior. True warriors. There are many warriors, but there are not many true. There are those who want to be a warrior, but not willing to pay the price. True warriors, and I want to talk about true warriors. When I got up this morning, the Spirit said to me, there are not many true warriors. And I've been asking a question, why do people do this and why do they do that? And you know what he said to me? Because they do not love the truth. They know the truth, they practice the truth, they speak the truth, but they don't love the truth. And I thought, whoa. Because they do not love the truth. Has everybody got it? Because they don't what? Love the truth. That's what a true warrior is. A true warrior is one who loves the truth. Everything to that person is truth. They speak truth. They hear truth. They teach truth. They declare truth. They live truth. They walk truth. But they love truth. Everything in their life is to be truthful and honest in every area. That's a true warrior, was to be true by the truth. Is everybody okay? Turn to John 8. John chapter 8. You know, because the Bible says that in the latter days, many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving and seducing spirits, won't they, and doctrines of demons. Well, why are they going to be deceived? In other words, it says many are going to be deceived. And I'm going, Lord, why are they going to be deceived? If they know the truth, he said, because they don't love the truth. They'll move in how they feel, what they think, and they won't move because they love the truth. They'll move because of their own desire. But they'll use his word to move. See, when you love the truth, there's a difference. And that's what's going to be exposed, and that's what the Father's looking for, those who really love the truth. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, is everybody there? Oh, glory, would you read it with me? Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. They shall have the what? Light of life. Now, the light of life is truth. See, because truth is eternal. There is eternal truth. And it is life, and it is light. Let's go to verse 25. Then they said to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from him. They did not understand that he spoke of them, of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he. I am who? He, and what's he? The Father. And that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me, the Father who has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. And he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall what? Make you free. Wow. We are free because we love the truth, not just know it. In this expression that he was saying, because he was saying that he is the Father, and that the Son loves the Father, and the Father loves the Son. And if you love him, then you love truth. But if you don't love truth, you don't love him. Has everybody got it? Not just to know it because truth is life. A true warrior loves truth. And this is what's going to separate many in these days and all of these days to come. Those who love the truth, they will die for the truth. They will fight for the truth. They live for the truth because they love for the truth. Has everybody got it? 2 Timothy chapter 2. These are true warriors. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Starting in verse 1, would you read it with me, please? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. You therefore, my son, be what? Strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who are what? Able to teach others also. In other words, faithful men. These are men of truth. These are individuals that don't just know truth. They love truth. That's why he's saying teach them to those who love the truth because they're going to teach others the truth. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. What kind of hardship? People are going to come against you because you love the truth. Even your own brothers will come against you because you love the truth. They'll call you self-righteous. They'll call you, man, you're religious. No, you're not religious. They're the ones that's religious. Hello. Because you love the truth, the world will come against you because you love the truth. See, many will turn to the world because they've been persecuted for knowing the truth. And they will turn to the world because they can't handle the persecution. See, but you're willing to go through persecution because you love truth. There's a difference. And those are the ones that will make it all the way. And those are the ones that the Father's looking for. Those who love the truth. That's the difference between a goat and a sheep. A sheep loves the truth. A goat knows the truth. Has everybody got it? You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. In other words, you're not entangling yourself in the lies and the deceptions of this life or the concerns of this life. In other words, you're not fighting for this life anymore. You're fighting for the life of Christ, but you're utilizing the things that are in this lifespan right now to expand the kingdom of God. Has everybody got it? So anything that is giving to you, you are utilizing to expand God's kingdom. Not to bring self-fulfillment, but to please him because you love the truth. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the truth. Has everybody got it? Unless he's competing towards the what? Truth. Truth. See, we must get to a place where we love the truth. We must love the truth more than our families. We must love the truth more than our jobs. We must love the truth more than money. We must love the truth more than fame, more than recognition, more than position. We must love the truth to the death in every area. And that's what God is looking for. And that's what's going to be separated in these last days. Is everybody okay? In verse 14, it says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth. They did what? They strayed. They knew the truth, but they didn't love the truth. Because if they loved the truth, they wouldn't stray from it. Has everybody got it? If you love the truth, you will not stray from it. Because you will know that it is life to you. Does everybody understand? If you knew something, now let me explain something. When they send astronauts into outer space, they are relying on that oxygen. To them, it is life. They won't leave that spaceship without it. In fact, they won't leave Earth without it. To them, they know. It's the same thing with a scuba diver. They cannot, no matter how high you go up, and no matter how far you go down, you're going to need oxygen. That is life to them. And to me and you, it is called truth. It should be life to you and I if you really love the truth. It is everything to you. Everything. And their message was spread like cancer. In verse 18, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having the seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. How does the Lord know those who are his? Because they what? Love the truth. Does everybody got it? See, you don't have to be concerned about obeying the truth. If you love the truth, you'll obey it. It's not burdensome if you love the truth. But that's where there is that place now God is bringing us to where we love the truth. To you and I, it is life. And that is it. That's it. It is life. Without the truth, you cannot exist. Without the truth, you are nothing. We love the truth. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, if you love him, you love the truth. If you don't love the truth, you don't love him. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13. You know, do you ever wonder why so many things happen in people's lives? And it's like, man, they know the truth. What's the problem? They've been believers for a long time. Now, why would they make that kind of decision? Why would they not? That's why Jesus commanded everybody, and it's a command from God, that everybody be baptized in the Holy Ghost. But not everybody is. It's because they don't believe it. They don't believe it's a command because they don't love the truth. Hello? People love to just go to church on Sundays to fulfill their conscience. But they walk all week long like the rest of the world. Does everybody understand? Because they don't love the truth. They're willing to die. They show up on time for their job. But will they show up on time for a Bible study? This is where God is checking us out. He's looking and searching. Do you love the truth? Or do you want to use the truth for your advantage? That's using God. There are many of those who use God. And God don't mind being used. But the end result is not good. He'll let you use them for a period of time in hope that you will love the truth. And you'll fall in love with him. But then the end result is only those who love the truth truly will inherit the kingdom of God. Hello. Because if you love him, you obey him. And you will follow him. And if you'll follow him, you'll follow him all the way home. 2 Corinthians 13, is everybody there? Is everybody okay? In verse 7, would you read it with me? Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. In this also we pray that you may be made complete. Therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell. Become what? Complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Does everybody see this? Now, this is powerful because in this, he says, there isn't anything that you and I could do against the truth, but what? For the truth. We do it. Why? Because we love the truth. See, now, if you're doing it for the truth, because you love the truth will be behind you also. All of heaven is behind you. Everybody say, all of heaven, is behind me. Because I love the truth. And if I love the truth, I believe the truth. If I believe the truth, I follow the truth. And what I ask comes to pass. Oh. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. So is anxiousness of the truth. So somebody who's anxious all the time, do they love the truth? No. That's why the Bible says be anxious for what? Nothing, but in all things prayer. Supplication, and make your requests known to God. Now the devil loves to come and push, doesn't he? But if you love the truth, you'll sense the push. See, because what you love, you serve, and what you serve, you become a slave to. And I want to be a slave to the truth. In John chapter 4 and verse 22, would you read it with me? You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Now I want you to look at this closely. It says the true worshipers. Why are they true worshipers? Because they love the truth. See, they're not using the truth. They love the truth. They have fellowship with the truth. That's why Jesus says, eat of me. Eat of my flesh. It's the word that became flesh. The word is true, isn't it? See, he says, feed on my faithfulness. That's truth. See, we must love the truth more than anything. More than anything. You know, let me share something with you. If people would really fall in love with the truth, they would pray even more. If they prayed more, they'd work less hours. Because the Bible says that the Lord does far above we could ever what? Ask or think. Hello. Well, how do you get to that position? Prayer. And falling more and more and more in the love of truth. The more you love the truth, the more he opens things to you. Why? Can you trust someone that doesn't love the truth? No. Well, then, that's why we earn his trust. That's why we go through trials. That's why things happen. What's he doing? He's checking how much you love the truth. Are you willing to tell the truth? Are you willing to be honest? See, truth to you must be everything. Honesty must be everything. Everything. If you are not telling the truth, then there's something not right. And the Bible says, make no place to the devil. Now you're making place to the devil because truth is not your first love. And that's what the Bible says, that the Lord warned them. He said, you have lost your first love. You've lost your what? First love. Do you remember when you heard the truth the first time and something happened in you? Oh man, you fell in love with the truth. See, but the devil comes to steal, doesn't he? He steals the truth. He begins to cause people to compromise it, to justify and reason. And then he begins to, let me tell you, the devil knows how to use the word of God to mislead you. Hello? That's why you must have the truth, the spirit of truth, so that you're not misled. There's many people that know the word of God but don't know the truth. Because the word of God to them is knowledge, not truth. So they love knowledge, but they don't love the truth. Hello? There's a difference. It's deeper. It's a deeper walk with God Almighty. It's an area where you're walking with him heart to heart now. Why? Because if you know his heart, you love his truth. But the hour is coming, and now is when, what? True worshipers. What's a true worshiper? One who loves the truth. Well, worship who? The Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to what? Worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And that means with breath and love the truth. Is everybody okay? So you want the Father to seek you? See, the Father is seeking true warriors to battle in the spirit because they love the truth. This is an end time warrior. Now, we've got teachings of end time warriors, third dimensional warriors, but I'm telling you, the Lord is revealing right now that there are true warriors. There is the true warrior. There's more. There's a place where an individual loves the truth. And if he loves the truth, he loves him with all of his heart. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. In verse 12, would you read it with me? For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Everyone say present truth. Yes. Present truth is eternal truth that's been revealed in the present. Does everybody got it? Present truth is eternal truth that's been revealed in the present. Verse 13. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from an excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice, which came from heaven, and when we were with him on a holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men and women of God spoke as they were moved by who? By the Holy Spirit. Whoa. So prophetic word of truth is confirmed. In other words, that was delivered by the Spirit of truth in past. In other words, something that was prophesied in our past, but has come forth even now or being fulfilled because it is present truth. Because in the natural realm, there's a bondage of time, but in the spirit realm, there is none. Let's go a little further. Chapter 2. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will what? Exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. So in other words, it's coming. Everybody got it. But he's warning us that many will come with a false truth. And the Bible tells us that in the latter days there'll be false prophets and so forth. They won't be declaring the true truth because they don't love the truth. There are those that are out there teaching the Bible but don't love the truth. And they're teaching another Jesus. Well, my Jesus baptizes in the Holy Ghost. My Jesus heals. My Jesus delivers. My Jesus provides. My Jesus paid the price for me. My Jesus says, I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing and heated it and seated in heavenly places. My Jesus is the expression and the image and likeness of the Father, and Him and the Father are one. And His name is above every label and above every sickness and above every disease and anything that was, is, and will ever be. His name is greater. That is my Jesus. Is everybody okay? Oh, hallelujah. Go to John 16. True warriors. John 16 and verse 12. Would you read it with me? I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Now, I want you to get this. He says, listen, I got a lot of things I want to tell you, but I'm going to hold them back. Why? Because they can't get it. So everybody get that? Because they won't be able to understand. So if you love the truth, are you listening? If you truly love the truth, would He hold anything back from you? No. Verse 13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. That's why He commanded us to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hello. See, if you love the truth, you'll love it more than alcohol. You'll love it more than drugs. You'll love it more than fornication. You'll love it more than adultery. You'll love it more than lust. You'll love it more than covetousness. You'll love it more than compromise. You'll love it more than laziness. Has everybody got it? You'll love the truth. You'll love it no matter what. It's above everything. You'll never lose your first love then. You hold on. But the devil's always going to come in and try and bring separation between you and your first love, and that is truth. Because He is the truth. It says in verse 14, and He will glorify me, for He will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that He will take of mine and what? Declare to you. So we know that the Spirit of truth, who is the Holy Spirit, will guide you to all truth, right? He'll tell you things to come. He'll declare the things of the Father to you. But He's not speaking to those who do not love truth. He will not speak to them. He will give them the minimum. Does everybody understand that? He will not bring revelation and deep secrets until that individual loves the truth. Is everybody okay? Praise God. So He's not speaking to those that don't love truth. He said, I've got many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. You can't get them now. I'm not telling you now. But when the Holy Spirit comes, when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you have fellowship and you love truth, I will begin to reveal to you my secrets. Psalm 15. Psalm 15. You know, I can only share with you that out of all the years in ministry and so forth, I knew that deception was always a part. I knew that delusion was always a part. I know we're fighting powers of darkness and so forth. But there, in some individuals, there's still something that lacks why they do what they do. And I know today. I know it today. Why? Because they do not love the truth, even though they proclaim it, even though they practice it. See, that's religion. They practice truth, but they don't love it. They love knowledge. But why isn't there the freedom? Does everybody get this? Why is there poverty? Because they don't love the truth. Does everybody get it? Why is there so much garbage in the body of Christ? Because so many people don't love the truth. Hello? Because they've lost their first love or never got it from the beginning. Why do people reject counsel? Because they don't love the truth. Oh, get this. In Psalm 15, is everybody okay? I'm telling you, I'm excited. Now I know why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Well, I'm deceived. Why? Because you don't love the truth. Would you read starting at verse 1? Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. In other words, he loves the truth. In other words, his heart, he's allowing his heart to be the heart of Christ because it is a heart of truth. And his heart is convicting him because the Spirit is convicting him. He has turned his heart over to the Spirit of truth. And because he loves truth, he allows to be convicted by truth, to be led by truth, to be chastened by truth and corrected. And because he loves God's presence, he loves God's truth. See, you can't say you love God's presence without saying you love God's truth. Or you're a user of God. In verse 3, he who what? Does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor he does he what? Take up a reproach against his friend. And whose eyes a vile person is what? Despised. In other words, he hates that. But he honors those who what? Fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. In other words, he loves the truth so much, he don't care what hurts him. You know why people get offended? Because they don't love the truth. Because see, if you love the truth, offense will not manifest in your life. Because truth is greater. Everybody say truth is greater. Oh, glory. He who what? Does not put out his money at usury. In other words, doesn't use it to bribe or manipulate. Nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. I'm telling you, if you love the truth, you won't be moved. If you love the truth. Oh, praise you, Lord. He judges himself of whether he is walking in the truth, hearing the truth, living the truth, because they love the truth and they dwell with him because his presence is truth. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. If you feel convicted today, that's good. Then what you need to do is you need to repent. You go to the Lord and say, Lord, give me the love for the truth and restore to me my first love. I'm tired of playing church. I'm tired of playing religion. I want the truth and I want to fall in love with the truth. Verse 3. Is everybody there? For this is the love of God that we what? Keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Let me tell you, if you love the truth, there's faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is what? Is truth. So that means you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit because you love him. He is the Spirit of Christ. He is the Spirit of the living God. You love him because he is truth. And you want to abide in his presence. You want to know him more and more and more every day. 3 John. Is everybody there? It's only a couple of Johns over. And that's the truth, right? Verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your what? Your soul prospers. Your soul is your mind, your will, and emotions. How are they going to prosper? With the truth. For I rejoice greatly when brethren come and testify of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well, because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth. Ah, that's what we're called, aren't we? We are fellow workers for the truth. So we see that prosperity comes when we love truth. Amen. By loving the truth, you will either love the truth or you'll love the lie. And the lie is deception. But we are to be called workers of the truth. People will know you know the truth. Not just because you have knowledge, but because they know you love him. And where there is love to him, there is reverence to him. There is a difference. Is everybody okay? Philippians 3. Philippians 3 and verse 1. Is everybody there? Amen. Philippians 3, verse 1. Let's read it together. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but is for it's for you. It's safe. Beware of dogs. Now, what's a dog? It's a demonized individual. It's not a roof roof. Although they might come out of their mouth, roof, roof, you know. They complain a lot, so you're always hearing roof, roof, you know. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilation. Those are ones that destroy, destruction, destroyers. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. In other words, of truth, right? Rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. If you love the truth, you'll have zero confidence in the flesh. In fact, you'll hate the flesh. It will despise you. It's nasty, smelling, stinky, no good. I could go further, but I think you got it. Hallelujah. You'll have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteous, which is in the law, blameless. But what times were gain to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. The anointing or what? The truth. Does everybody see this? So I want you to now see that the anointing is the truth. That's why Christ came into the world, because he brought his presence and the truth. Does everybody got it? Yet, indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, from whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Does everybody see this? I mean, powerful. So we see here that he, being a lover of the truth, lover of his presence, and a lover of his glory, again, I want to express that the anointing is the truth. It is the presence, truth of God Almighty. That's why the Bible says the anointing breaks the yoke. Why? Because the Bible says truth sets you free. That's why we must go after God's presence. That's why sometimes people don't get convicted until they're in God's presence. Why? Because they're in the presence of truth. Sometimes people hear the word, but if it's not backed by the anointing, it's not penetrating. Hello. Believe me, I get calls sometimes. Man, I heard that word today. Good. Because it was backed by the anointing, not by the flesh. It's backed by the anointing. And the anointing is like a surgical weapon that takes the truth and imparts. It cuts and delivers. And it imparts so that conviction can come, so that repentance can be established by the washing of the blood, and that seed can grow. Because the blood always goes before the spirit. Go to 2 Thessalonians 2. And then we have one more scripture. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits. Why? Because they do not love the truth. And there are those who are always learning, 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 but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because they don't love the truth. They go to every Bible study, do correspondence courses, all kinds of stuff, but they've never fallen in love with the truth yet. And see, when you fall in love with something, it's before everything. See, this is where he is your first love. You'll do everything for him before you'll do for anyone else and anything else. In verse 9, would you read it with me? The coming of the lawless one is according to the what? Working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be what? Saved. And for this reason, God will send them what? Strong delusion that they should believe in the lie, that they will all be made to be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit. Come on, and what? Belief in the truth. In other words, follow or fellowship of the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us, given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Zechariah 8, and we'll close here. Has everybody got this today? Powerful. Zechariah chapter 8. Let's start at verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal, with great fervor, I am zealous for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the what? City of truth. See, if you love the truth, you'll end up in the city of truth. The mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand, because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the land of the east, from the land of the west. I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. And that is the end result of what's going to happen to Jerusalem and Israel. So don't be deceived what the world tells you. They will have victory. And there will be peace in Israel. And every nation that comes against it will be destroyed. Even United States. That's why we're to pray for the peace of Israel. And pray for this country. This country is in terrible shape right now. It's the worst shape it's ever been in. Ever. But praise be to God. The body of Christ will excel. The body of Christ will be lit in a mighty, mighty way. And many will run to you wanting to know the truth because they see that you love the truth. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. We are honored and blessed to be your children. Lord, I pray today that the seed of truth will be imparted in such a mighty way that will flow through our veins, that will flow through our memories, that will flow through our conscience, and it will be established in our hearts. Truth. And Lord, any one of us that's here today that is not truly in love with truth, I ask today, Father, that you would grant repentance and be restored to their first love of truth. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give them glory.